16-word formula called a mantra. The mantra is meant to lock the mind and keep it from being distracted and wandering from one sense object to another. Right now, our minds are very easily distracted. As soon as some sense object comes along, then our mind becomes immediately drawn to the relationship of the senses with sense objects. But this chanting actually fixes the mind within on the absolute truth, and then gradually, as one is purified, he can see that absolute truth everywhere and anywhere. Apart from the beautiful meaning of the mantra in this way, the chanting is also meant to free our consciousness from all misconceptions of ourselves. And this is a very important quality of this mantra chanting, that if people in the world would take up this chanting, then there'd be no such thing as American or Indian, as black or white, as Christian, Jew, man or woman, young or old, happy or sad, or any of these bodily designations that cause enmity between one another. The natural disparity of this material world is that one living being is created stronger, another living being is created weaker. You'll find that in every species of life. There's something more intelligent, something less intelligent, something stronger, something weaker. And therefore, there's no equality on the physical platform. Therefore, all those movements in the world that are trying for physical equality, actually it's not possible, nor is it possible to have mental equality. Because the nature of this material world is not equality, it's just the opposite. There must be disparity. Real equality can be experienced only on a transcendental platform, or a platform above the body and above the mind. And that realization of the equal consciousness of all creatures is not only true of human beings, but that includes plants, animals, trees, even this earth has its own individual consciousness and should be respected. So this real humanitarian attitude, or this real attitude of brotherhood, extends beyond the limits of human beings into all species of life. Therefore, you'll find this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian concept. It includes all aspects of the teachings of Christ, of Lord Buddha, of Muhammad. You'll find any great saintly person's teachings are already included within this book over here called the Bhagavad Gita.